Other media reports throughout the country indeed last weekend showed that the state may save up to $50 million a year annually through the implementation of what's called a biosimilar switching programme. This was recently launched by the HSE. With little or no budgetary commitment this year for new medicines, part of these savings, I believe, should be ring-fenced for the urgent creation of a cancer drugs fund here in Ireland. The issue is, and I use just one example, a drug called osimertinib is currently available to almost every patient in the EU, but not here in Ireland. That is a drug specifically for lung cancer, and the HSE have decided that they will not reimburse for this therapy, citing cost effectiveness and lack of maturity of clinical data, despite being presented with a very, very good commercial offer compared to others in Europe and clinical data that have been embraced by other EU reimbursement agencies. So my position is there's something very wrong with our system if our patients are being left behind and denied access to the latest medicines, particularly for cancer treatment. A number of years ago, together with Professor John Crown in the Senate, we put forward a bill called the Access to Cancer Treatment Bill, which would have dealt with this issue. The government have been aided and embrace it, but this is a further recommendation that I would have to ring fence probably 30, 35 million of this 50 million that's envisaged in savings in the way I've outlined, so that people in Ireland, at the most vulnerable, suffering from cancer, can benefit from the drugs that are available to other countries. And just to conclude, let me say that their official data suggests that only 42% of new oncology medicines are available in Ireland. And that's compared with 97% in the UK and indeed other countries. And where oncology medicines are being made available here, on average, it's some 450 days or well over a year earlier in other countries. So by putting together this fund, I believe that we can improve the lot for those unfortunate enough to have cancer and to ensure that they have access to the most up-to-date technologies and advances in terms of oncology treatments and drugs.
And it's somewhat shocking that the government hasn't taken steps in relation to the fund, as you said, it would save money as well as, most importantly, save lives.
Well, the route that the HSE are going down in what they call switching to biosimilar drugs, that's basically a different way of manufacturing generic and other drugs, which will save money for the HSE. Now, that's in the drugs that they're currently using. And I think it was the Irish Times last weekend highlighted that this could save up to 50 million per year. So that's that aspect. So if there's 50 million more to play with, what I'm saying is let's ring fence 30, 35 million of that 50 to ring fence for the latest cancer drugs using this money. So it wouldn't cost anything extra. It could be recouped from savings that they're going to achieve by the introduction of this biosimilar switching program. And I believe the best use of that money would be to ring-fence a proportion of it, a significant proportion of it, for new cancer treatments. And I've given just one example of osimertinib as one such drug relevant to lung cancer.